The plan is geared toward easing an already overcrowded prison system and helping inmates transition back into society. It's a major reversal for a body that's previously prided itself on its tough-on-crime approach. Here's Naples Republican Representative Byron Donalds.
Members, when I came into this chamber in 2017, I didn't really anticipate we would even get this far as we are here in the Florida House today, and it is to be commended.
The measure, heralded by a bipartisan coalition of lawmakers, cleared by a vote of 112-1. Pensacola Republican Representative Mike Hill was the lone no vote. He calls the bill soft on crime.
Leniency on crime should not be tagged to inflation, but instead something that is more solid, and that would be morality.
Yet its passage sets up a standoff between the House and Senate. The two bills, both dubbed the Florida First Step Act, remain divided on a number of issues. The House raises the threshold for felony theft from $300, where it was set over two decades ago, to $1,000. The Senate's caps it at $750. Donalds, for the past 2 years, has pushed for raising the threshold.
The question isn't, is theft wrong? We all know theft is wrong. We all know this. The question is, at what point are you going to be branded a felon for the rest of your life? Because once you're a felon in our system, there's no coming back from that.
Meanwhile, senators want to ease mandatory minimum sentences for low-level drug charges. It would also give judges more discretion when sentencing crimes that carry mandatory minimums. The House bill ends just one mandatory minimum, and it's an odd one: selling improperly labeled horse meat for human consumption. Another sticking point deals with what's called gain time, or time off for good behavior. Current law, called Truth in Sentencing, requires prisoners to serve at least 85% of their sentence. It's the toughest in the nation. The Senate bill, pushed by Tampa Republican Senator Jeff Brandis, wants to relax that provision, lowering it to just 65% for first-time nonviolent offenders.
I think it's a huge reform, especially allowing for individuals who have committed themselves while they were incarcerated to doing the right thing.
It's not addressed by the House, but state economists estimate it could free 7,600 people in its first year, and more than 9,000 by 2024. And what's more, it could save the state as much as $860 million. Matthew Hasbrock is with the Office of Economic and Demographic Research.
So this one permits up to, again, 20 days per month of incentive gain time. And however, this one, unlike the other one we discussed, is applied retroactively for sentences imposed for offenses committed on or after October 1st, 1995.
The House bill has been sent to the Senate. The Senate's version has been on hold for the past week. After the bill was postponed again Monday, Senate President Bill Galvano signaled talks are still ongoing between the two chambers.
I believe there's still some negotiation going on between the House and Senate. Chair Brandis is working towards a landing on that bill, and so there's probably a chairman decision.
The Senate bill is scheduled to be taken up again Tuesday. For WFSU News, I'm Sean Mulcahy.